Namaste everybody. We are very happy and excited to announce the second season of Clarity in Similarity, our podcast on homeopathy. So when we were thinking about who to get for the first episode, my mind first ran towards the person who got me interested in homeopathy, who got me invested in homeopathy in the first place, and that is our professor, who we endearingly call the walking materia medica, Dr. Madan sir. And today, when we were thinking about the topics that we can discuss, we wanted to study the three tripod, as we call it in homeopathy: materia medica, organon, and repertory. So to start, we had a survey from many students and what sort of doubts they had, and some of the doubts they had we took it down, and we have culminated them into a series of questions, and today we'll be discussing them with Dr. Madan sir, who has graciously accepted our invitation to the show, and despite his busy schedule and his very enormous experience, we are very, very grateful to have him today here with us. Thank you very much for accepting to come on the show, sir.
Thank you.
Today we wanted to discuss about materia medica and how to study it. So before we get into any sort of understanding, what is the importance of materia medica in medicine itself as a general quality?
Materia medica itself is the basis of this system, because our materia medica is based on directly the drug testing, or what we call as proving, on the healthy human beings of all ages and both male and female sexes. Because of that, as our principle says, which can cause can cure. So first we must know what are the things that a material can produce, so that we can use it for healing purpose. So the basis of materia medica is the drug proving, as any homeopath knows about it. So drug proving is given, materials given in non-lethal doses till they start producing the symptoms, and the symptoms were noted down from mind to toe, not head to toe, as directly expressed by the patients in their own language, and that is noted down and compiled. That is our materia medica. So that materia medica is called as materia medica pura, means nothing else is added to that except the direct feelings or the symptoms produced by the volunteers during the proving.
Right. Sir, was the materia medica pura the first materia medica to come out, or what is the origin of materia medica? How did Hahnemann come up with the idea to create a materia medica?
In 16th century, one Mr. Dioscorea, who had this method, from that he had the idea of compiling the things and making the materia medica, which almost persisted for 6 centuries. From that he had the idea and started doing the materia medica. And from there, the first materia medica of homeopathy is the materia medica pura. After that, from his time, Dr. Kent, Haring, Dudgeon, Farrington, they all started adding their own experiences to the materia medica for the easy practice at the clinic. So they became the modified materia medicas. So in some authors, they compare each drugs, like Nash, who had given aconite, belladonna, and bryonia together and thought, why I should give all the three together? So then he had the idea that this confusion to be removed. So he wrote the trio of materia medica.
Right.
That is where he compares two medicines. Suppose let us say aconite and belladonna. If you see, both are sudden. Sudden onset and sudden decline. But then what is the difference between aconite and belladonna? In aconite, there is restless. Patient keep on tossing. Whereas in belladonna, he cannot move worse by movement and he don't tolerate even the jar of the bed. So no one can come near him or touch the bed. So that least jar brings the aggravation. That how the parents express this. Well, aconite patient parents, they express, see doctor, the child was playing so well till now. Suddenly he came and slept with the tossing, ayappa, ayamma, ayappa. Like that he tosses and keep lying with the high fever. Whereas the belladonna parents say, see doctor, so far the child was playing, suddenly came inside with high fever and he slept without moving and he don't allow anyone to go near him. That is the aconite and belladonna. Whereas in bryonia, slow and insidious, it will not come suddenly like aconite and belladonna. He says, from 1 week my child was showing uneasiness and now he is down with fever and lying. That is bryonia. When this is the thing, how can all the three can be added? So these differences we can learn from Nash. Even Farrington gives the comparison. See, suppose let us say, we say morning diarrhea in sulfur, anacardium and bryonia. In anacardium, till 10 o'clock he will be having the loose motion. After 10 o'clock there won't be loose motion. In bryonia, he will be waiting and ask anyone to see whether the toilet is free or not. Because the moment he moves, he gets the imperative urge. He must rush to the toilet. As long as he is lying down, he don't get the urge. His movement worsens. Whereas sulfur, it drives him out of the bed. Because of the urge, he rushes to the toilet. So these three differences. And even when anacardium, colibike and hydrastis. Anacardium can't tolerate hunger. Colibike cannot tolerate hunger. Hydrastis, he cannot eat. So, but when we see anacardium and colibike, both are better by eating. Colibike and hydrastis, both are worse eating also.
Yes.
They can neither stay empty stomach, full stomach in colibike. Whereas hydrastis cannot eat. Anacardium cannot stay in empty stomach. But the difference between anacardium and colibike is, anacardium, the moment he eats, he feels completely better. Whereas colibike, he while eating, he feels better. After 15 minutes or 20 minutes later, he starts feeling, oh, I should not have eaten. Either he gets the urge for stools or he gets the discomfort and distension of abdomen. Whereas hydrastis, the moment he eats, he gets the severe pain, he cannot eat. So he can stay empty stomach but not full stomach. So these differences, even argentum nitricum and colibike. Argentum and nitricum and colibike both has the urge for stools after eating. Whereas argentum nitricum immediately after eating, colibike half an hour after eating. These things brings the difference. If you see a cough patient between bryonia and senega, bryonia patient holds the chest and cough because the coughing movement brings the pain in the chest. Whereas in senega, he holds the chest after coughing because after coughing he gets the severe burning. He holds and to pacify the burning. So these minute differences are told by Nash and Farrington. That's why I say, because usually students get into confusion,
yes,
when they see boric.
Yeah, we had a question regarding that, sir. One of the major questions that we got was, everybody starts out by reading the basic Materia Medica's Borik, Kent, etc. But how do they start the order of Materia Medica, the study order?
See, I keep giving an example of an animal. See, let us say there is some animal outside is barking. The moment we say it is barking, you don't say it is cat, you say it is dog only. Each animal, by its particular noise or sound, it represents its entity. Is it not? So same way, each drug has the nucleus. So understand this nucleus, study one drug in NASH, same drug in Farrington, same drug in Kent, same drug in Clark. Then Murphy, M.L. Tyler, Hughes, these things will add some more information to your foundation. When there is no foundation itself, if you try to understand the Materia Medica, is very difficult. That's one thing. The main thing to understand Materia Medica, you must study the preface and introduction of each and every book. I could understand studying Materia Medica only after studying the introduction of Farrington, which was guided to us from my senior doctor, Dr. A.V. Krishnamurthy.
Right. In this direction, there are a few doubts, sir. Some people are taught to study only pure Materia Medica, for example, Herring's Guiding Symptoms, or Allen's Encyclopedia, or Materia Medica Pura. And some say, no, in order to understand the effects of pure Materia Medica, we have to approach it with a clinical Materia Medica. So, which one is better as a student?
As a student, as I told you, that order is first better. And even many times, as I have seen chronic disease. Without studying Allen, if you study chronic disease of Hahnemann, you find difficulty to understand it. To understand Baswanna, you must study Allama Prabhu first. Then you can understand the Shiva Baswanna. Same way, to understand the Hahnemann's chronic disease, study Allen's chronic disease first, then study chronic disease of Hahnemann. Then you will understand it easily.
Right.
Same way, without preparing yourself for the race, suddenly if you enter the race, what will happen? Same way, these things will prepare you to understand Materia Medica Pura. By the time you study this, you will understand the nucleus. And any information in Materia Medica is not a waste. You can apply in different ways. It's the Materia Medica like Murphy, Clark. They also mention about the natural order, the chemical combination of a chemical medicine, and also the animal's behavior. All these things will help us for the prescription.
Yes, sir. Another thing the student usually skips over is knowing the common name of the drug or its natural order, as you said. How important are these when they start to practice?
Yes. From which material it is made is also more important. Common name is also important. And many times the details of that material is also more important. I will tell you one example. Many of the students have not seen Crocus sativa, which is a kumkum poo. Many have not seen the natural order of the brinjal, which is the natural order of belladonna, is one and the same. Many have not seen the behavior of sepia, behavior of dog. So in one case of a child falling forward, the dog, after giving lacaninum, that falling had reduced. That is because if dog decide to run fast and catch something, if something obstructs suddenly, it cannot stop. It will just go and dash against it because the mind will be working fast and the body will not coordinate. So, the same behavior we saw in the children. Their mind works faster, body will not cooperate, so they fall forward. After giving lacanum, the parent started telling, the child stopped falling. That coordination between body and mind. Same behavior we saw in some other thing, like to say left, turn left, they show right side and say turn left. There is no coordination between body and mind. And sometimes they think that they have done, but they have not done it. See, these coordination, non-coordination between body and mind could be corrected with lacanum after seeing the behavior of the dog. In Crocus sativa, a severe discharge was there. So we have the raw material and we need not worry that we have no homeopharmacy. When we go outside, we get the raw material, make the mother tincture and add one drop of that mother tincture in half liter of water, shake it well. You will get millesimal potency, start giving the medicine. A mother had rang me up in the night telling that the child is having high fever and they are scared of the temperature rising, the way it was rising. After hearing the symptoms, I had to give this belladonna. Yeah, where you will find belladonna at midnight, 12 o'clock. But family had the brinjal, green chili. These things are there at home regularly, tomato. So I said, take a piece of brinjal, add a few drops of, 2 teaspoonful of water and crush it. Add one juice of that brinjal juice into the half liter of water and shake it well and start giving. One sip. 1 hour later, she rang and told that the temperature has come down, baby is sleeping. So these knowing natural order are sometimes material, from which material it is made, the behavior of the animal. These things also will help to use the use our materia medica at the time of emergency or necessary.
Also, while studying the materia medica, some of us found the language of the materia medica to be quite old. As in, the time of the proving was a century ago or half a century ago. The words that they have used might be a little difficult for a few students. How do they go about it?
That's one thing is to say old. It is a common man language. Common man language is easy to understand. The vocabulary may be different. For that, you have to make use of your dictionary. That is how many times the patients say that their children is not studying properly. The children are not studying properly because they don't understand their subject. They just keep reading without knowing the meaning of the particular words. Same thing happens here also. When you know the meaning, your mind picturizes it. Once it is picturized, it is easy to remember also, and you will understand what the patient is telling. For some time, I say for mumps. Different regions say different name. In Mangalore, they say Mangan Babu. In North Karnataka, they say Kepatraya. In South, they say Gadkattu. So you should be able to know the different words they use for different complaints. If you see from North, they say Tumba Tindi Hattatri Antara. In Bangalore, Tindi means breakfast. In North, Tindi means itching. So one of my assistants was asking, Tindi Hattatri Antara, Yalli Hattatri Sir, Tindi. So that different languages also you should be familiar with. Then it helps.
As they study further in a drug, sometimes the author mentions a few terms, follow well, complementary, inimical or antidotes. This creates confusion in some students as to what is the difference between an antidote and an inimical remedy. Or what is the difference between follow well and complementary remedy. So these terms.
Yes. As Nash says, I don't see which is complementary, which is inimical. Which is follow well. See, it is, we are giving the tool to the indwelling life force. The patient's suffering are nothing but the language of the indwelling life force. The materials of the materia medica information or the materials of the materia medica are nothing but the tools or the different energies of different material to be given to the indwelling life force. It is not the medicine go and work there. It is not the screwdriver that repairs. It is the mechanic utilizing screwdriver, he will repair. What we are giving is the tool. So, the life force is asking for cutting player now. We are giving cutting player. After cutting player, the vital force may ask for the screwdriver. You can't say, no, after the cutting player, it is the nose player that follows. I will give nose player only. So, not in the confusion. But these things are also observed in some cases. In very rare cases, suppose even idiosyncratic cases. In my 30 years of service, I have seen only 3 or 4 idiosyncratic cases. So in very rare, 1 in lakh, one may get the problem. When get the problem, they have suggested that this can be utilized as an antidote. Or sometimes in some cases, this has followed this medicine will follow up. So usually they say bryonia is inimical to calcarea carb. But in some cases we have seen it has worked. Without worrying about whether it is it is inimical or something. Or even sometimes we have given in very severe cases of dysmenorrhea. When the patient go into the stuporous condition due to the pain, it is the kaffia that helps. So after giving the constitution medicine or the regular course medicine what we have given, we have used kaffia as the acute remedy while they are taking the course medicine. So it has not antidoted it. So usually where they have understood very little, they say you should not take coffee, you should not take onion, you should not take garlic. It should not be too much. See, coffee, tea, coke, tobacco, alcohol, drugs, they are all stimulants. Each time you take stimulant, it stimulates your body. Once the action of the stimulant is over, body reacts to the action of the stimulant. So you get secondary reaction. Secondary reactions are always opposite of the primary reaction. So you get double depression. When your body gets depressed double, your complaint takes the upper hand. To avoid that, we said don't take much coffee. So the some things that you should not go near the coffee at all. In one case of mental illness, we had to give medicine through coffee only. Because he was not taking anything else except coffee from his mother.
Right.
So through coffee it gave. Instead of 4 doses, we had to give 8 doses. That's all. Otherwise, it is not completely antidoted. And he says give coffee or give camphor. When, as I told you, in very rare cases where there is a sudden aggravation, you can use these things as an antidote, but not it will antidote all the time and every medicine.
It is not fixed.
Not fixed.
Right. Okay. So whatever the body is asking, that has to be given.
Yes, body has the selective affinity also.
Right. Right, sir. And one more thing. After a drug has been studied completely, say we have studied it from any one of the materia medicas, example Clark. Some people find it difficult to retain the whole body of the remedy instantly. They have to go through it 3-4 times. Is there a way to retain what they have studied effectively?
Yes. To retain that, first few years, not 1 or 2 days, first not even 1 or 2 months, few years, we have done repertorization and therapeutic for almost 6 to 7 years, continuously all the cases. So the repertorization and the therapeutic exercise is to make yourself acquainted with the symptoms, the drug, and the depth of that symptom in that particular drug. So gradually you will understand that, and you will get acquainted with the symptoms, and the moment you hear the patients, you will remember that you have told that particular drug, you have studied about it. That's one thing. While reading the materia medica, you should learn to visualize the drug also, as if a patient person is standing with all those drugs. To make that exercise, if you read the one book by name the People of the Materia Medica World by Gladwin, she has given the pictures, each pictures, how each picture behavior like a person. So if you read that book, you will get the practice of visualizing that drug while reading. So go through that also. And if you read the Miracles of Healing by Ellis Barker, he has also told how each homeopaths have, allopaths got converted to homeopathy. So that also will give you, what you say, enthusiasm to know their drugs and know our system.
Most of the people who wrote the Materia Medica were previously allopaths, Burnett.
All, even including the founder of this system, and all the eminent allopaths, they have written our literatures. So,
yes.
Many times I feel that most of the people, they say it needs some more research. But so far, whatever then they have done the search, to finish that, this life is not sufficient. My senior doctor, Dr. A.V. Krishnamurthy, after practicing 40 years, he said, I may need 3 more births to go to its depth. And we, taking his 40 years of service and my 33 years of service, now I feel I may need 5 more births to go to its depth. But what, why? Because we are seeing nothing but the natural, nature's reaction. You cannot understand nature in one life.
Yes. Sir, as you said, to visualize the drug in a person, we have also seen sometimes Materia Medica manifesting itself in nature. For example, be it doctrine of signature, or as you said, gave an example of the dog, where it cannot stop once it starts running. How do we have an eye to look out for these things? Because when we are looking for a drug, or we usually think about the words that come in front of us. But when we are walking around or when we are talking to someone, how do we have an eye? How do we develop an eye to look for the remedy?
That's what Gladwin has written, that
right.
book. So how each patient will behave in a particular party, she says. So if you develop that and read that book, you also develop, start seeing the drugs
right.
in around you. See, on just an example I tell you. Once when I was walking on the road, I saw 3 children who are going back home from the school. One child said, I see how beautiful the butterfly is sitting on the flower. It looks very nice and lighting is so beautiful. Immediately second child said, hey, what is there to see, I say. The flower every day we see, that butterfly every day we see. Light and all, don't we see light every day? The third one said, why can't we catch the flower and keep at home? I mean, sorry, they catch the butterfly and keep at home. These 3, one enjoyed the nature, who is soric. One is neglected, who is psychotic. Third one, conquer, he is syphilitic. So we could, if you read the chronic disease and see the behavior, like that we can see in them. So when you study, and start seeing. So it will not like music, on hearing the particular ragas for many times, then you will come to understand the raga. And if you meet a person at some time back, you may not able to remember. If you meet a person frequently, again and again, you will recognize him immediately. Same thing with the Materia Medica.
And some of the other doubts that they had are regarding the fears of prescribing. Due to different teachings sometimes, a student might get confused as to some of the aspects, myths that exist rather, regarding prescribing. For example, one example that we brought up was regarding no sorts should not be a first prescription. So how to get past these myths and how to know what is the correct teaching?
That's what. See, that's why I say the lecturers who train these children should have the experience first. And they must leave their fear and see what happens. Many times we have seen the hypotensive should not be given or no sort should not be given. I have prescribed no sort in the first prescription itself and found the result. So when, suppose you also do that, after doing that, you come to know that that can be done. Suppose colchicum should not be given in pregnancy, it produces abortion. But we have seen colchicum has helped in most of the pregnant ladies in their morning sickness. So this myth is wrong, is it not?
Yes. So once we get the experience.
Yes, not only that, the elders, the senior homeopaths, should pass on their experience to the elder, youngers. Many times, that's why I keep telling, when the juniors say, I will refer the case to you, I say, don't refer. You do it. I will guide you. So that you also learn, you get the confidence, your patients also increase. When your patients increase, system grows. Not that you grow. System grows. Many have the wrong idea that, oh, by learning something, they may make money. Even if we make 100 crores, we can't take even 1 rupee from that while we leave this world. Yes. That we should always keep in mind. That's what I learned from my senior doctor. When I sat on the chair as a doctor first day, he said, don't go after money. The moment you are in this world, your TADA is fixed. So whether once he has written, even if you don't like, he will give you. Yes. Otherwise, even if you make any somersault, you don't get it. Don't waste your time by going behind that and do your noble work, he said. This is 200% true. Even at home, having the poverty at home, my mother told the same thing. Don't go after money. Do it sincerely. He knows what he should give it. To you, it is also 200% true that I keep giving the same experience to all my juniors and they are enjoying it. So when you do without money is necessary, I do agree, but we should not go behind the money.
That should not be the main,
course, is it not?
Right. And regarding implications of the materia medica, we have recently seen a huge innovation from you, which has helped millions of people in the pandemic who were not able to procure homeopathic medicines immediately, how they could come up with homeopathic medicines in their own kitchen. So regarding this, how did you come up with this innovation and how can it be taken further?
Yes. First, then my experience, first how I started this is, once by midnight, say many of the things are found at midnight only, because when the midnight patients rang me up from a distance, that is the first case. A lady from Bombay, she had rang me up. She was in the outskirts of Bombay by 12 o'clock, midnight. She complained that her child is vomiting severely. So at 12 o'clock, where can you bring the homeopathic medicine? If you read Farrington, he says similar family has similar action to some extent. So usually for that vomiting detail, we had to give Ipecac. But where to find Ipecac at night? So usually the natural order of Ipecac is Rubiaceae. Coffee also belongs to the natural order Rubiaceae. I told her to just to see the first experiment, I told her to drop a drop of coffee decoction in half liter of water, shake it well for half minute and start giving one sip every 10 minutes. There also, one hour later, mother rang me up and told that baby stopped vomiting, it ate 2 idlis and slept well. So in another case of acidity, severe acidity, that when I had been to the Davanagere conference, patient of mine rang me up at 10 o'clock telling that he has severe acidity. So I told, take a piece of green chili, add water and crush it well. Add one drop of that green chili and add one drop of that green chili juice to the half liter of water, shake it well for half minute, start taking one sip every 10 minutes. Within 2-3 doses, his acidity came down. So these things made me to think that why we should not use these things as a emergency. Suppose let us say before taking the patient to the hospital, at least to some extent, so your carbovage can increase the oxygen absorption capacity. Where you will find carbovage at that time? But you will see the coal. Coal is nothing but carbovage. Add few drops of, rather 2-3 spoonful of water to a piece of coal, crush it well, start taking one sip every 10 minutes. So within half an hour, the oxygenation improved. Till the oxygen cylinder, they get the oxygen cylinder, at least we could save some patients. In another case, they could not get the coal. How to get the coal then? I asked them, do they have matchsticks? So if you burn and leave it, so the matchstick wood, you will get the coal. From that we could do it. Where the oxygen concentration was 75%, within 1 hour, it rise to 86 and with another 2 hours, 93. And they could do it at home itself, otherwise they had to be admitted in the hospital, the ICU. How many can provide that? So when these things can be utilized at the time of emergency, at least to some extent we can help. So even there is a severe bleeding from the rectum, we had to give phosphorus. How to get the phosphorus? Then immediately the match stick, the tip of the match stick contains phosphorus. From that we could do the same way. In another case of Stai, who was staying in Australia, I had to give him silicia. How to give silicia? So in that silicia, if you see the grass piece, you will see a small thorn-like things which are nothing but the silicia crystals. They are soluble in water. So I asked the person to take a piece of grass, add water and crush it well, and start same way, one drop of that water in half liter of water, start taking one sip every 10 minutes. In 2-3 doses, his pain completely vanished. In the morning, it opened up and drained completely and no pain so far. So that is the thing. See, we use usually, if you have the knowledge that the grass contains the silicia, you will be able to use the things that is available around you. So just by reading only Materia Medica, if you read any items in that Materia Medica, have little more interest to know its other details also. This contains silicia. So I could do it. Why not? See, we say granatum. Many times when I ask the students what is granatum, they say granite stone, but they don't know it is pomegranate. In some cases of hernial pain, you ask them to chew few seeds of pomegranate and drink a small tumbler of water. We have seen it has reduced the pain. Why not in such acute condition? Somewhere they are outside, how can they get relief? Or while traveling sickness. In another case of severe chill due to the urinary tract infection or fever. We have seen is to keep a small 1/4 teaspoon of coffee decoction on tongue. Sorry. Small 1/4 teaspoon of coffee decoction on tongue for a half minute and drink it. Within few seconds, the chill came down because China ours and this belongs to the same group.
Yes.
Why we should not do that? That is how I could develop the kitchen remedies after my experience with my patient. And that too, one of my patient told, why can't we make the videos and send it to the YouTube so that some more may get benefited.
It has definitely helped a lot of people, sir, because I think many of your students and all of us, we have our own experiences of cases which were guided by you with the same amount of suddenness of cure, rather than just of cure is what I'm not even palliation, but cure.
Cure.
So I think that was a wonderful innovation to the system, and it has taken us in a new direction.
Yes.
Which brings me to my next question.
And not only that, you will get more confidence.
Yes.
Even when you are outside. One,
yes.
One of my patients had been to Vaishnava Devi pilgrimage, and suddenly they developed food poisoning. How to reduce the, how to get the medicine there? I told this camphor, same way they prepared and use it, and they could get rid of both vomiting and loose motion in half an hour, and they could digest everything. So knowing these things, from which material it is made, what is the natural order, what are its, when you see something, you make yourself that with the this material can be utilized for so many complaints. If you start practicing that, you don't feel insecure when you are outside.
Yes.
And when you have not taken the medicine with you.
Right.
That is how even my assistant doctors and my students are getting the confidence that even when they go outside, they know how to manage the cases. And they themselves develop the confidence of handling acute cases.
Yes.
Why not? In one case, acid carbolic was necessary. They were outside. Where to find the acid carbolic? Your Dettol.
Right.
One drop of Dettol in half liter of water. Shake it well. You get the acid carbolic.
Right.
Why can't we use it?
Yes.
Without any side effect and without any
poisoning.
We can use it.
Yes. In the same way, which the final question some of the students had is, people who are practicing now, is there any way we can add to the materia medica, for example, or evolve the materia medica? You had told us regarding benzenum, where there is an increase in the WBC, leukocytic count. Benzenum can be indicated as one of the remedies. Laboratory reports are not so much a part of materia medica as they are a part of diagnosis. But still, regarding this, a few examples, for example, mobile or any sort of such addictions, how can the materia medica be evolved further?
That's what. That can be done even by knowing how you can apply your materia medica to the case before you. And you may develop your own ideas. It, not only that, these are only the examples that to show that these things also can be done. Suppose as you asked for the mobile addiction. In the mobile addiction, what you will see? You will see that many times they tell lie. They steal the mobile from either friends or from the parents or for their own siblings. This behavior you can also see in case of drug addicts. Usually in drug addicts or in this propensity to steal or propensity to tell lie, we see in morphinum. After giving morphinum, we came to know that the addiction to the mobile has come down. So like that, what you see there, you can apply it to the case before you. Suppose like carbo animalis. Carbo animalis has the affinity towards the right side of the heart. And in most of the varicosities, we have seen due to the improper backward flow, the varicosity increases. After giving carbamazepine, we have seen varicosis has come down, where we applied this knowledge to the case before us. And even coccus cacti. In coccus cacti, what happens? They say the cough ending in vomiting, ends in vomiting. In most of the cases now of late, the children who have no less appetite because either of the school timings or their way of living, they have very less appetite, and their mother keep haunting behind them and feed them. At the last, when they fed the last morsel of food, they vomit the whole thing. They cannot retain. Now we saw that why we should not give same coccus cacti, because we could see the gagging before they vomit. So on that basis, we started giving coccus cacti, and that vomiting has stopped. This is same applied materia medica. Same way with the aloes. Aloes, he says, the portal congestion. Why can't we use it in portal hypertension? Isn't it? So what we read, we can apply to the case before us, and we can convert it. See, if our thinking was wrong, there should not have been improvement.
Yes.
If your thinking is right, if there is result, that shows what you have thought is right.
Yes.
Of late, recently we found that the chromium deficiency in the body, or the chromium poisoning in the body, is causing the insulin resistant diabetes.
Right.
Nowadays we are using all steel plates and steel cooking vessels. On that basis, after giving chromium, we started, their blood sugar is coming down. And in case of polio, in some cases of polio, we started after polio vaccination, we started seeing the febrile convulsions. And some of the cases when we studied, we found the children were very active before they get the fever and convulsion. We saw the same thing in indigo. In indigo, the child will be very active before getting the attack. After giving indigo, we found that the febrile convulsions has started coming down. So this is because pulse polio vaccinations were not there earlier. Now it has come. So after prescribing that, we are seeing the result. Same way, excess discharge, thyroid cases, sugar, and the
ADHD,
and the infertility, where the AMH is coming down.
PCOD
is due to the imbalance. Hormone imbalance. So that hormone imbalance is causing both the non-production of AMH as well as the PCOD. After seeing that, in studying cases, we were seeing these things are more where the people were staying near the cell phone towers. Most of the areas are with high cell phone towers, 4G. After knowing that, now we know that the cell phone towers produces the electromagnetic rays. So on that basis, after giving magnetic poli ambo, we started seeing the improvement. AMH increased, thyroid cases have come down. And now, because of the present situation, where there is more of pancreatitis and also tubercular, the cough, more of cough after this COVID. The sugar, after this COVID vaccination, the sugar levels are increasing. That means this vaccination side effect is affecting both the pancreas as well as the lungs.
Yes.
If you read Spongia in Murphy, which Spongia also can correct the pulmonary tuberculosis. Spongia can correct the acute pancreatitis.
Yes.
On that basis, after giving Spongia, we are seeing both cough and the sugar level. Sugar level is coming down, cough is coming down after either after the attack of COVID or after the side effect of vaccination. So we could help. So whatever the situation it arises, if we think what can be applied from our materia medica, naturally you will come up with success. So these things you must start thinking in that way. So the old things, what was told 250 years back, may not be the same situation today. But situations are different, but natural law will not change.
Yes, the human body will
not change. The application differs. What was 50 years back the Bangalore, now it is not there.
Yes.
50 years back Bangalore was like Ooty, now it is full Sooty.
Yes, sir. On that note, I think the survey questions that we had, we have cleared most of them, and with your magnanimous experience, we have done it in a very wonderful way.
Thank you.
We thank you very much for taking time from your busy schedule for agreeing to do this, and we would like to do many more such sessions if the students have any other doubts which might help them. So that is the end goal of our podcast. It is for the students, the interns, and also the people who are practicing. So with people like you guiding us, I don't think we need to fear anymore. So thank you very much.
Thank you. My ambition is the juniors should come up so that the system can come up. The seniors may say the system is good, but if the juniors don't practice it with efficiency, naturally when you give the medicine and it will not work, the patients don't say so and so gave the medicine and it did not work. They say homeopathy did not work. Let us all work sincerely. There is a full responsibility what Hahnemann given us to make this system a success.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.